Over the next 3 months, we'll discuss how you can maximize the motivational impact of your sales team's compensation and bonus programs. In this, our first article, we'll discuss the benefits and trade-offs of a 100% commission plan versus some type of salary plus commission program. In my next article, we'll then discuss how the four major components of a sales compensation system can be blended to generate the strongest motivational impact. Then, in our third article in this series, we'll talk about ways to generate the strongest results from your special sales contests and promotions. The goal of any sales compensation plan is to help your people want to achieve more than they would without a motivating pay plan. This is sometimes called the Friday at 4 in the afternoon test. You know you have an effective and motivating pay plan if your people are still motivated at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon to want to keep selling instead of just going home early for the weekend. How much motivation and energy to want to sell more is your current pay plan creating for your sales team? When designing or evaluating your current sales plans, you have to first evaluate the sales compensation plans currently being offered by your competitors. Why would an experienced and effective sales professional want to come work for you compared to your competitors? You'll only attract the second tier of less experienced or effective salespeople if they can make more money working for your competitors than for you. If given the choice, wouldn't you go work for the company paying the better compensation plan? Now, as we talk about this, salespeople aren't normal. Where other more normal employees look for security and stability in a job and salary, the better and more aggressive salespeople look for the swing. The swing refers to how much of a swing or variance is available in your sales pay plan. A job paying a straight, no commission salary has zero swing, meaning no matter what you sell or do in your territory, your income will stay the same, while a sales job offering no salary but a straight 100% commissions pay plan has the maximum swing or range of earnings. In a straight commission pay plan, there is no perceived limit to the range of income possible. How much swing is available in your current sales compensation plan? The general rule is, the wider the swing potential of your sales compensation plan, the higher a quality of sales professional you'll most likely be able to attract. After all, if I consider myself a sales professional who's confident in my abilities to outsell others, why would I be attracted to a job paying no commissions? I'd only be interested in a job and pay plan that would reward me with more income if and when I outsell my peers. Before you decide how much swing to offer your sales team, we need to first identify what kind of sales professional you're most interested in attracting and hiring. One of the easiest and most common ways to discuss the different types of salespeople you can hire is to compare them to hunters and farmers. Hunters refer to the salespeople who are strong risk takers and are attracted to a high change or challenging selling environment. Hunters are best at prospecting and going after new business. They're motivated by the hunt of going after a new account or having to constantly contact new clients. Proven hunters tend to be viewed as the most valuable and most difficult type of sales professional to attract, since they're the ones capable of generating the most new business. Hunters are most motivated by the swing in a sales compensation plan, since they also tend to have the strongest egos and are confident of their superior selling skills. Though a challenge to manage and motivate, they're also the ones generating the most new business and profitability for an organization. Farmers refer to the salespeople who are still motivated by the challenges and rewards of selling, but are either not interested or are actually demotivated by compensation plans that involve a lot of swing or risk. Years ago, I had an office manager on my staff who decided she wanted to move into the open sales position in my company. I felt she could do a good job in sales, so I supported her interest in changing jobs and responsibilities. I told her she was now worth more to the company as a salesperson able to generate revenue than she was as an office manager. I offered her a compensation plan of keeping her salary the same as it was as the office manager, but now putting an additional commission plan on top of her salary. That way, I explained, she would still get the same paycheck every 2 weeks, but would now have the additional opportunity to make more money from the new business she could generate. She told me she just couldn't handle the pressures of that type of compensation plan. When I showed her how she would have no drop in income and now had a fairly significant opportunity to make a lot more money, she told me she just couldn't handle the pressures of that type of compensation plan. When I showed her how she would have no drop in income and now had a fairly significant opportunity to make a lot more money, she explained she was more afraid of how bad she would feel for the money she would miss when she did lose a sale than she was for the excitement and payoff from the commissions earned when she closed an order. Since I felt she could do a good job in sales, I instead placed her on the same salary as before, but also added a quarterly bonus that would be paid out based on the percentage of her quota she sold for each quarter. Even though the results would be almost identical to my first salary plus commissions offered, she felt a lot more comfortable and able to handle the risk of the salary plus quarterly bonus plan. In her mind, there was less immediate swing tied to her personal performance with a bonus program compared to earning or losing commissions on each individual sale. Farmers are best when working with a fairly stable customer base to maintain and grow their business. Unlike the hunter types, they're more motivated by working with the same customers than by having to prospect and meet new businesses. They lack the aggressive fire of the hunter salespeople, but are much more patient and able to stay focused on the same set of customers for an extended period of time. Both types of salespeople are professionals and are of value to you and your company. The reality is the majority of business-to-business sales positions require both a hunter and farmer focus and skills, but most salespeople are biased and lean toward wanting to spend more time hunting or farming. And they're each motivated by different compensation opportunities. Hunters tend to like more swing in their pay plans, while farmers tend to be motivated by pay plans that still allow for increased pay for performance, but with less risk and swing. So what type of pay plan will work best with your sales team? There are two basic choices within pay plans: straight commissions versus a buffered pay plan. Straight commission pay plans involve only paying commissions and bonuses with no guaranteed income. This is the pay plan that generates the phrase, "If you don't sell, you don't eat." Some plans will pay an advance or draw against future commissions, so the sales rep still receives some type of regular pay on a monthly basis. Either monthly or quarterly, the sales rep's account is then balanced where they repay what they have been advanced against any commissions or bonuses earned. Most advanced plans will not pay any commissions out until all money advanced has been repaid. Most also involve some type of maximum cap of how much they will pay out against future commissions. A buffered pay plan involves some type of pay plan that includes a guaranteed salary plus commissions, and possibly bonuses paid against sales made. The long-term math and benefits to a company are the reasons these are called buffered plans. Let's compare the incomes and results of a straight commission pay plan compared to a buffered plan. Kate is a salesperson working under a 100% commission plan. The only money she's paid by her company is directly tied to either the commissions or bonuses she earns based on the results she produces. Tom is a salesperson working for Kate's competitor and is working under a salary plus a commission pay plan. He receives a guaranteed monthly salary that amounts to 40 to 60% of his total earnings based on how successful a year he has. The rest of his income comes from commissions and bonuses that are tied directly to his performance. In year one, both sales reps sell $1 million in sales. Kate is paid a straight 10% commission on everything she sells, so she earned $100,000 for the year. Tom is paid a $50,000 salary plus a 5% commission on everything he sells, so he also earned $100,000. Now let's assume that both Kate and Tom had really successful results in year two and both produced $2 million in sales. Kate is now paid $200,000 in income based on her 10% commission rate on her $2 million sold. But Tom only earns $150,000 for the year based on his $50,000 salary plus his $100,000 in additional income based on his 5% commission on his $2 million sold. A salary plus a commission pay plan is called a buffered plan because the more a salesperson sells under this plan, the lower their cost of sales becomes to their company. With Kate's plan, it doesn't matter how much she sells. She'll always cost her company 10% of whatever she generates. But the more successful Tom becomes, the more profits he generates for his company. In year one, when he sold $1 million, he generated a 10% cost of sales to his company. But when his sales volumes doubled to $2 million, his cost of sales actually dropped to 7.5%, based on the math of $150,000 in income compared to his $2 million in sales. The buffered pay plans are consistently more profitable for a company in the long term. There are still a number of reasons companies are still with a 100% commission pay plan for their sales teams. The first and most popular reason companies are still paying 100% commission plans is that's the plans they currently have in place. They're either afraid they'll lose their best sales talent to better paying competitors, or they feel they would be less competitive in their aggressive market since their competitors are also paying straight commissions. A second reason for paying straight commissions is when your entire industry demands it due to all of your competitors paying that way. If all of your competitors are paying straight commissions, then you'll also need to continue matching this aggressive type of pay plan. But the third reason companies are still paying 100% commissions is due to weak sales leadership. A number of companies, especially smaller businesses, feel having a straight commission pay plan takes the pressure off of them having to manage and lead their sales team. After all, if you aren't working out for my company and aren't making any money as a straight commission salesperson, then you'll be more likely to leave on your own to find a better paying job, so I don't have to deal with having to fire you. These companies also see a benefit of 100% commissions because they can give any sales candidate a try at the job without feeling they're taking a financial risk of having to invest in sales training and coaching of a potentially ineffective salesperson selling for their team. But this only means they'll be constantly churning through new salespeople every year or so, a very ineffective and ultimately a long-term expensive way to lead a sales team. But there are significant trade-offs for you and your company when you pay straight commissions to your sales team. The greatest problem of paying straight commissions is your salespeople under this plan will feel and tend to act independent of you and your company. Sales reps on straight commission feel less commitment and responsibility to the company and tend to avoid getting involved in anything except their own accounts. Their attitude is, since you're not paying me except for what I sell for you, then why should I be a team player and help out around here in areas other than my own accounts? Straight commission salespeople also tend to avoid or reject any sales coaching or training and will provide as little paperwork, call reports, and customer data as possible due to the same independent attitude. So which pay plan is best for you? For the majority of you, the answer will be paying some type of buffered pay plan of a salary plus commissions and bonuses. But changing pay plans can be a real challenge, especially if you have some senior and established sales pros selling on your team. The greater their income, the more likely they will be fighting you to change their compensation. And if you push the issue, they might go work for your competitors. You need to make a choice of what's best for the long-term growth and stability of your company. If you feel the benefits make changing plans worthwhile, you might consider grandfathering your most senior sales reps into their straight commission plan, but offering the rest of your sales team the choice of choosing to stay on your old plan or convert to your newer and lower risk, but with less swing pay plan. By the way, once they change over to your buffered plan, they cannot go back to straight commissions. Your mid-range and newer salespeople will most likely select the newer and less risky plans. Any new salespeople hired would then only be offered your newer buffered plan. So what can you do to align and design a pay plan that works best for the long-term growth and stability of your company? I really don't expect you to change your current pay plan. Changing the compensation system for a sales team is the most stressful and disruptive changes you can apply to a sales team. But at least now you can identify the real costs and trade-offs of staying with your current sales compensation programs. And if you are going to change or realign your sales compensation programs, doing it now during this slower economy is a great time to make changes. With sales and commissions significantly down in most industries, your salespeople will be more likely to support your proposal to lower their risk by providing a more consistent cash flow to your reps. Remember that the job of any pay plan is to help your people want to achieve and do more than they would under a weaker pay plan. In our next issue, we're going to continue discussing pay plans by identifying the four major components of an effective sales compensation plan. A buffered pay plan, by the way. And then in our third issue, we'll cover contests and special sales promotions to help motivate and energize your sales team. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and a strong enough leader to evaluate and select the best sales compensation plan that can provide the most motivation and impact for your sales team? Thanks for listening.